Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Brachos Daf Lamed Tes, Brachos 39. Today's Daf Yomi, our Gemara discusses the manner in which one breaks bread and recites the blessing on the breaking of bread. So says Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, Pas Tsinuma, this is considered to be like very dry bread, which was then soaked, Baka'ara, which was the dry bread, was then soaked in a bowl in order to turn it into, because it was so dry, they wanted to make it edible, and so therefore they would put it into a pot and then soak it in a soup or something in order to make it softer and edible to eat. So under these circumstances, Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says, Mevarchen Olei HaMotzi, that we treat it as bread, even though it's first soaked and it'll dissolve a little bit, it'll be smaller pieces, we'll first make a blessing of HaMotzi over it, meaning to say that a person is permitted to place his bread into the bowl and then recite the blessing, even though by putting it into the bowl, it's going to turn it into small pieces, and he does not need to first say the blessing on it while it is whole and then afterwards put it into the bowl. The reason why we would have expected that he should be required to recite the blessing on the bread while it's still whole is because that is going to be considered to be more honorable for the blessing. You might have thought that according to everyone, it will be more honorable to recite a blessing on an entire complete piece of bread. But Rav Chiya Bar Ashi says no, that he's concerned, and he says that a person can just put it into the bowl and soak it and break it up first and then recite the blessing. Upligi de Rabbi Chiya, but Rav Chiya Bar Ashi is an argument with Rabbi Chiya, because Rabbi Chiya is of the position Tzarach Shetichle Bracha Im Hapas. He's of the position that a person should conclude his blessing of Hamotzi together with the breaking of the bread, meaning to say that the person should intend to complete the blessing and break the bread at the exact same moment. Whereas according to Rav Chiya Bar Ashi, the blessing of Hamotzi can be made after it was already broken up. What is the underlying dispute? The reasoning is, for according to Rabbi Chiya, he says that you should bless it on a complete piece of bread in order, as we said, to give greater honor for the blessing. And so therefore, a person should not break it up before the blessing. Whereas on the other hand, the position of Rav Chiya Bar Ashi is that it's better to not have to do anything after the blessing, that you go straight into eating it after the blessing. So if you're going to have to break it, that's going to be a pause in between the blessing and the eating, and therefore that's problematic. So Maskif Rava challenges Rav Chiya's position, which says at first glance that you're supposed to break the bread with the blessing. Maishna Tsunuma, what's the distinction that the Tsunuma, the dry bread, is different, that according to Rav Chiya, Dulo, that you don't recite the blessing on the motzi once it's broken up? Mishum dikhikhalya bracha aprusa kalkalya. He says the problem with that is because when you're concluding the blessing, you're concluding it on the broken piece of bread. And that's difficult because he said you're supposed to recite a blessing on a whole piece. So he says, Ala pas nami kika gamra aprusa gamra. But it's the same thing. If you're completing the blessing with the moment where you're breaking the bread, then indeed it's the same problem because you're saying the blessing on a broken piece of bread. And so therefore you're not really gaining much by concluding the blessing at the exact moment that the bread is being broken. So therefore, says Rava, Ela Marava Mivarech V'Achar Kach Botzea. So Rava says that Rava's of the position that first one should recite the blessing over the bread, and only after that should one break the bread. And so therefore, he's going to recite the complete blessing on a whole loaf of bread. And that is the position of Rava. And this dispute, Nahardai Avdi Kerebi Chia, the people of the yeshiva of Nahardai, they ruled like Rabbi Chiya, who says that you should recite the blessing with the breaking of the bread, whereas Rabbanan Avdi Ki Rava, the rabbis, the sages, ruled like Rava, meaning to say that first you recite the blessing over the bread, and only then do you break it. And Amaravina Amrali Aim, my mother said to me, or some say it means a nurse is nurse, but usually it means my mother said to me, Avuch Ovid k'Rebbi Chiya. Your father practiced like Rebbi Chiya, meaning he's recited the blessing together. Tam Rebbi Chiya tzarch shetichwa bracha im hapas. The blessing needs to conclude with the bread. V'rabbanan avdi k'Rava. But the rabbis ruled like Rava. V'hilchas, and this Gemara concludes, the law is like Rava, the Amr Mevarach v'achar kach potseh, that first you recite the blessing, and only afterwards do you break the bread. What about on Shabbos? So the post can bring that the Maharil, the German 15th century rabbi, says that every Friday afternoon he had the practice to make the blessing on very thin loaves of bread. And the reason is so that he wouldn't have to cut it beforehand, because he was concerned if he made an incision in it that it would be problematic, because we need complete loaves of bread. So he would take very thin rolls, and then they would break easily, and then he wouldn't have this problem of making a pause between the blessing and the eating. However, even people say that, even the poskim saying that, even if we're going to be doing this on Shabbos and we want to have complete loaves of bread, but we want to make sure there is not a pause, so some say to make a small indentation, just to minimize the break that will be between the blessing over the bread and the actual eating of the bread.